Thanks very much indeed, Tim. And it's Dean Thomas who's actually come over to see us, not Thomas Bailey. And as I say, do stay with us, folks, because we are hoping, I think Thomas has probably had a word, but we are hoping to see if we can probably get Henry over for a chat after the game. Joined here by Dean Thomas. Dean, thanks ever so much for coming up and seeing us, fella. We do appreciate you coming over and having a chat. Home defeat, but wasn't that much of a bad performance, was it?
Well, it was in certain phases of the game, you know. I didn't think we sort of started very bright. I thought we were off the pace a little bit. I thought we lost too many battles in the first half, and that's something we're trying to get these players to sort of go and compete, first of all, go and contest the game, go and make an impression on the game, make an impression on the opposition. Just sloppy goals, you know. I said at half time, you know, we drop off around our 18-yard box, thinking because we're in the 18-yard box, we're doing a job.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we drop off into our 18-yard box, and they actually score from around the 6-yard box. That we drop too deep, we don't go and engage the ball, and we give them free opportunities. And I just think they've got to be tighter, more solid in and around the box. You know, that's where centre halves, that's where defenders earn the coin, and I think that's where we've got to get better at, because, you know, as the game's progressed, we've played with a bit more momentum second half. We've had a good go second half, but no sooner are we getting a foothold into the game, we go and concede a sloppy goal.
Yeah.
And the second and the third goal were scored up schoolboy stuff. You know, one long ball over the top of Chris Logan. Danny doesn't get tight enough. And okay, the lads took his goal well, really, but we should have done better from one long ball. And once again, you know, the third goal was exactly the same. A misunderstanding between Foxy and the keeper.
Quirky.
And our mistakes, you know. Yes, we all make mistakes. You know, we've all got deficiencies, and we're really for a reason. But, you know, as I say, when we're starting to sort of make an impression on the game, we're starting to get better, we're starting to get the crowd on our side, all of a sudden it's another slap in the face.
Well, that's what I was just about to say to you, actually, Dean, because there was a period that straight after Will's goal, you felt it. Well, we certainly felt it here in the main stand. I don't know about yourselves over there, of course, in the dugout. There just seemed to be a bit of hope there, and Ketchum were probably playing the best that they'd played in the half.
Sure.
at that point. You must have thought that there was a real chance that Ketchum were going to go on and not just get a point, but you could have gone on and won this today.
Well, that's right. You know, at 2-1, you know, you're thinking you're back in the game. There's a bit of a buzz around the ground. The people have got beyond. You know, it's a good, great crowd today. They've started to lift the players. We've started to believe a little bit. Yes, we're tired, but now we're talking the last 20 minutes of the game. You know, go and keep making an impression. Go and keep putting the opposition under pressure. But at the same time, the guys at the back have got to stay concentrated and stay focused. And unfortunately, you know, I said that this level of football, you tend to, when you're attacking, I've always said defenders, you've got to concentrate and focus, because that ball could no sooner be in their box, it could be in our box.
Your box, yeah.
And so, you know, unfortunately, we've fallen asleep twice, and it's just a bit of a kick in the teeth, because the momentum was with us, we were doing well, we started to create one or two little chances, we put them on the back foot, but unfortunately,